Humor and joke.
快乐谷。
Sleep in the nude.
裸睡的下场。
A villager named Da Xuan was in the habit of sleeping without wearing underwear. It's relaxing and comfortable. And you also fall asleep more easily, he would boast to others about its advantage. One day, Da Xuan went on a business trip for his fellow villagers and had to stay in a hostel in town. He booked an economical quintuple room with a washroom. To his happy surprise, there were no other guests when he went in. I paid for one bed but got a whole room for myself, he said to himself. Pretty good luck, he stripped off all his clothes and was soon fast asleep. The naked man woke up at midnight, for he had to urinate. Slipping off the bed, he opened the door and ran straight to the washroom outside. But when he returned, he found himself in a bit of trouble. The door had been shut in the wind, and the built-in lock had locked him out. He was taken aback, groaning to himself. The key he had got on a deposit from the service desk was in his pants pocket. How could he get back in? The wind in the corridor was rather cold. He stood there holding his arms, but was soon shivering. No, I've got to get the attendant to open it for me. He started to walk toward the night shift room where she stayed on call, only to realize he was completely naked. No, it won't do. If I knock on her door like this, she will be scared when she sees and will scream. She will think that I am a hoodlum or rapist. Halting his steps, he stood still again and continued to shiver. It was cold enough to freeze him to death. If he waited until daybreak, I've got to find a way out, he said to himself. There, with the help of the corridor light, he saw some black ink and a Chinese writing brush on the service desk. He thought for a second, then loosened his eyebrows. I have a way out now. Immediately, he started walking toward the service desk, from which he picked up the writing brush, dipped it in the Chinese ink, and drew a circle around his waist, and one on each thigh, thus creating the shape of a pair of underpants. This done, he headed confidently for the attendant's room and knocked on her door. The nearsighted girl was yawning and rubbing her eyes when she opened the door. Da Xuan turned around as he told her that the wind had shut him out, and he wanted her to open the door for him. The girl glanced at his clothing and without a word followed him to his room. After opening the door for him, she said, "Your underpants look very springy. Where did you buy them?" "Well..."